very important. I just wanted to come out and just try to do my best out there on the field, get my hands on balls, and just play my best, you know, just keep getting better every day, keep improving. That's the key for me.
What have you learned going against Odell?
Just a lot. He's taught me how to just read routes better and just, like, you know, he'll tell me things from a receiver perspective, like what receivers look for and little things like that. So, like, he can help me out with just, you know, the top of the route stuff he's really been on me about and just, like, making sure he's telling me, like, just to trust my talent and get my head around. Little things like that we've been talking about all the time. So he's been helping me out a lot, actually.
Does it make you a better corner?
It does, yeah. You just got to, you know, it's a little thing. You just got to make sure you just rep it a lot in practice and it becomes second nature to you.
What's how it like? Compares to what you expected? I mean, you got out here finally in my drills against me. Compared to what you thought it was today?
Yeah, I mean, Odell's a great receiver, and I've gone against him a lot, you know, from now and mini camp and everything. So I'm getting used to, like, his moves a little bit more, but he'll always pull something out that you just never expected. So it's just, you know, how receivers are in this league.
Like what?
Little things with his hands. Like, he'll pull you through. You know, he's a little guy, but I mean, he knows how to use his hands the right way, and he's like just really savvy about just you know, using your force against you. Kind of, it's crazy.
What interaction or how much would Jason Pierre-Paul? He's such a veteran. You know, I'm sure what he's accomplished in the league. Have you found yourself wanting to get to know him, getting to know him? What has that been like?
Yeah, he's an energizer bunny out there on the field. He's the one that's always bringing the energy. Even in walkthroughs, he's going full speed. He's a funny guy to walk the field, and he's definitely the man around here. So I'm just trying to pick up everything from him that he tells me to do and just make sure I do it full speed like him.
How does he look to you? Because obviously we all know what he went through, and I know you weren't here with him last year, but, you know, does he look like he's going to be in great form, or what can you tell so far?
I think he looks great. He looks really fast in practices and everything he does. He's fast.
You know, are you happy with your camp so far?
I'm happy just with just the development. Just gotta keep going every day. Just gotta get with the coaches, and you know, we'll see how preseason goes. And I just want to do my best and just find a way to get on that field and contribute.
So have you wondered at all how you're gonna get on the field? Two veteran guys on the outside, and now Leon Hall here playing the slot.
Well, yeah. Right now, I'm just trying to focus on just, you know, mastering my outside corner technique, and you know, I'm really trying to, you know, get in that playbook and just pick up everything fast. And also special teams, just, you know, however I can contribute, I'm trying to do whatever I can to get on the field.
You haven't done any slot work, right, practice yet?
I mean, I'm mixing it in a little bit, but for the most part, I've been outside.
Are you interested to see how you do on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody wants to do well. Of course, it's preseason, you know, everybody's watching. It's like the first real live action. You can hit somebody besides, like, that's, you know, on the team and everything. So I'm interested. Of course, it's football, something you've been doing all your life, and you just want to play well.
You know, a lot of people coming in talked about, you know, you grabbing and everything. Do you feel like that's something you've kind of worked out of your game so far?
Well, yeah. You know, it's just, it's little things. It's bad habits you just got to break, because in college it's different. The rules are. So you just got to learn how to just mirror guys better and use your feet more. Kind of just cut them off their routes and little things like that. And I'm learning every day.
I saw you speak to an officials on the side the other day after you came out of a drill. How difficult is that as a college player coming in to learn all the new rules? Do you have to just kind of go what they tell you? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of rules. You know, I never realized it. I mean, to some of the meetings, just little things you can do. Like, I never really picked it up, like, just watching it, you know, just as a fan. But being a player and everything, just everything the coaches have been teaching me, it's definitely been beneficial so far, and I'm just trying to continue to learn.
How do you have to
alter your game? Last question, guys.
What's that?
How do you have to alter your game in that regard?
You just got to use your feet more. You got to mirror.